بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. We continue with the chapter of directing towards good, inviting towards guidance or misguidance. In today's hadith, وعن أبي العباس سهل بن سعد الساعدي رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال يوم خيبر لأعطين الراية غدا رجلا يفتح الله على يديه يحب الله ورسوله ويحبه الله ورسوله. سلنتي حديث in which Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم had mentioned on the day of Khaybar. Khaybar was a city, it was a place just out of Madinah Munawwara in which the Jewish tribe, after breaking the pact with the Muslims, and they were banished in Khaybar, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had sent the Sahaba to go over there, give them dawah toward Islam, and the Jews then took refuge in those fortresses. Sahaba they conquered most of those fortresses, however there were one or two that were still left unconquered, and Rasulullah sallam had sent Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. He too tried, he was not successful. Then Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he too tried, he was not successful. However, the Muslims had laid siege around these fortresses. Then Rasulullah says, لَأُعْطِيَنَّ الرَّايَةَ غَدًا رَجُلًا يَفْتَحُ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ. Tomorrow I will give the flag. In those times, a flag was given, a banner was given to a particular person, and he would carry this flag. And if he was injured, and the flag would then quickly go into the hands of some other person until they were defeated and the flag falls down. Rasulullah said, I will give this flag. In other words, I'll make this person the leader and he'll carry this flag of banner of Islam and he will go to Khaybar to such a man upon whose hands Allah will give us victory. And even more than that, this person loves Allah and His Rasul. And even more than that, Allah and His Rasul love him. فَبَاتَ النَّاسِ يَدُوكُونَ لَيْلَتَهُمْ أَيُّهُمْ يُعْطَاهَا. That night the Sahaba slept, each one, or the night they spent discussing which one of us will be given that flag. In one narration it is mentioned that Sayyidina Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, he said, مَا أَحْبَبْتُ الْإِمَارَةَ قَطُّ. I never wished to become Amir for anything, anytime in my life. Become Amir, to become a leader, there are great responsibilities. Everyone has to be very careful that he fulfills the responsibilities. So to become an Amir is not a simple task. So Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala, known for his justice, his equality, he said, I never loved to be Amir any time in my life except this particular occasion. Why? For this virtue, that this man loves Allah and his Rasul, and Allah and his Rasul love him. So every Sahabi loved Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah and his Rasul love every Sahabi. But this was a special occasion. فَلَمَّا أَصْبَحَ النَّاسِ غَدَوْا عَلَىٰ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَمْ كُلُّهُمْ يَرْجُوا أَن يُعْطَهَا. In the morning, every person rose and they went to Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, and each one desiring he may be called and he may be given this flag. فَقَالَ أَيْنَ عَلِيُّ بْنُ أَبِي طَالِبٍ. Nabi Sallam said, where is Ali? Ali was the son-in-law of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, the cousin of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. He was not present there. فَقِيلَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ هُوَ يَشْتَكِي عَيْنَيْهِ. He said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صلى الله عليه وسلم, he's complaining of a very painful eye. His eye was very sore. قَالَ فَأَرْسِلُوا إِلَيْهِ. Send for him, call him, bring him here. فَأُوتِيَ بِهِ فَبَسَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ فِي عَيْنَيْهِ وَدَعَالَهُ فَبَرِئَ حَتَّى كَأَنْ لَمْ يَكُنْ بِهِ وَجَعٌ. Rasulullah showed the ummah one of his mu'ajizah. Ali radiallahu anhu sitting there. Nabiya Kareem sallallahu took out his lu'abi mubarak, his saliva. Rasulullah then read some dua, and he blew it into the saliva, and he rubbed the eye of Ali radiallahu ta'ala as though there was no more pain in that eye. It became cured completely. In fact, in some narration, Sayyidina Ali says, I could see better with that eye than the normal eye. فَأَعْطَاهُ الرَّايَةُ. Nabi Sallam then gives him this flag. فَقَالَ عَلِيٌّ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهُ أُقَاتِلُهُمْ حَتَّى يَكُونُوا مِثْلَنَا. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu took this flag and he says, Ya Rasulullah, I must fight them, the enemy, until they become like us, until they accept Islam. Now listen to this. This is something very, very important for all of us to understand. فَقَالَ أُنْفُذْ عَلَىٰ رِسْلِكَ حَتَّى تَنْزِلَ بِسَاحَتِهِمْ ثُمَّ ادْعُهُمْ إِلَىٰ الْإِسْلَامِ وَأَخْبِرُهُمْ بِمَا يَجِبُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ حَقِّ اللَّهِ تَعَالَىٰ فِيهِ. Rasulullah said, take it easy, O Ali. Go easily. The advice is not to go and kill the enemy. Go, take it easy until you reach their courtyard, until you reach their area. And then, ثُمَّ ادْعُهُمْ إِلَىٰ الْإِسْلَامِ. Invite them towards Islam. This is the purpose, to save the people from Jahannam, not to kill people and send them to Jahannam. The real object is to save the people from Jahannam. They must bring Iman and so that they can enter into Jannah. So another narration in Sirah we see, and if they do not accept Islam, then explain to them that they have to give a jizya, a tax. And if they give this jizya, their lives are safe, their properties are safe, everything is safe for them. If they still refuse and they still wage a war and they still fight you, then you will fight them. So go to them, invite them toward Islam. If they accept Islam, أخبرهم, inform them what are the rights of Allah upon them. For example, Salah, Zakat, Hajj, etc. Then Rasul mentioned a beautiful statement. فَوَاللَّهِ لَأَنْ يَهْدِيَ اللَّهُ بِكَ رَجُلًا وَاحِدًا خَيْرٌ لَكَ مِنْ حُمْرٍ نَعَمٍ. O Ali, by Allah's qasam, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala uses you to guide just one man, if Allah uses you to guide one person, it is better for you than possessing red camels. Red camels were the most precious property and items a person could possess at that time, a red camel. So if you become the means of one person accepting Islam, he got hidayat, you invited him towards Islam, and he accepted Iman, he became Muslim, it is better for you than possessing red camels. Another narration has said, it is better for you than the entire world and whatever it contains. And the one more hadith in this chapter, again, calling towards people towards good and towards hidayat. وَعَنْ أَنِسٍ رَضِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَلَىٰ عَنْ النَّفَتَنْ مِنْ أَسْلَمْ. He was a youngster from the Aslam tribe. قَالَ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ إِنِّي أُرِيدُ الْغَزْوَ وَلَيْسَ مَعِي مَا أَتَجَهَّزُ بِهِ. He was going out in the path of Allah. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I don't have sufficient equipment to fight in your path, in the path of Allah. قَالَ إِئْتِ فُلَانًا فَإِنَّهُ قَدْ كَانَ تَجَهَّزَ فَمَرِضًا. He says, go to a certain person. He had prepared, he had his animals, he had his equipment ready, but he became sick, so he's not going to go out now. فَأَتَاهُ. So he goes to him. فَقَالَ إِنَّ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ. He says, يُقْرِئُكَ السَّلَامِ. He says, Nabi Sallam has sent salam to you. He's given his greetings, his salam. وَيَقُولُ النَّبِيَ كَرِيمُ Sallam has instructed, أَعْطِنِي الَّذِي تَجَهَّزْتَ بِهِ. Whatever you preparations you made, give it to me now, because I wish to go out in the path of Allah. So this man who was sick, who was not going, he tells his slave girl, فَقَالَ يَا فُلَانَ. He calls out to his slave girl and tells her, أَعْطِيهِ الَّذِي تَجَهَّزْتُ بِهِ. Whatever preparation I have made, give it to this man. And then he says, وَلَا تَحْبِسِي مِنْهُ شِئَا. Hold back nothing. Whatever preparation I made, if I, my camel, my horse, the saddle, whatever it is. فَوَاللَّهِ لَا تَحْبِسِينَ مِنْهُ شِئًا فَيُبَارَكَ لَكِ فِيهِ. رواه مسلم. It is impossible. He says, Allah's qasam, that you hold back anything from this man, which I had prepared as equipment, and you hold it back, that you'll get barakat in that. You won't get barakah in that. So give him everything that I prepared. So here again, we see that this person now became the means of somebody else going out in the path of Allah, getting and doing some good work. So this person who did not go himself, he didn't do the action himself, but he too will get barakah, he too will get reward. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله رب العالمين.